Chandler visits Nicholas at the military hospital in Algiers, and Nicholas tells him that while he was lying half-conscious after being wounded in battle, he overheard two tribesmen speaking the names of the men who betrayed the French garrison. But Nicholas cannot remember. Questioning him adroitly, Chandler learns one was Ismail. But suddenly Nicholas cries out that someone is preventing him from remembering the other name. "I tell you, he won't let me," he shouts. "He's driving me mad." The present act opens at a ball at the home of a government official the following night.
Andu, the magician.
Tiens, you are suddenly concerned, Monsieur Chandler, that our plan may fail. Have you then heard something?
No, but I've become suddenly apprehensive.
Ah.
Are you sure you can trust the man who brought you the news? That the leader of the revolt planned to be here tonight?
Mais oui, Monsieur Fremont. And he had exhausted two fine horses to ride to Algiers from the mountains to bring me the message. What is troubling you, mon ami?
Oh, it seems logical enough that this leader might have to come to Algiers. And might be daring enough to come to a place like this, where no one knows who he is. Still...
Certain more. And we must not forget this leader may be one whom we know well.
I know. But I have positive information that the leader of the revolt has been out of Algiers for days.
You have no idea who this man might be.
No, I'm not even sure of his nationality. I've been wondering if perhaps he's an East Indian.
Yeah, and why should that be?
You see, he had a name that was familiar to Nicholas in some way. And Nicholas was in India for a short time several months ago.
Ah, you are clever, Monsieur Chandler.
Oh, Uncle Frank, did you ever see so many perfectly marvelous uniforms? And Mr. Morel, the music is simply wonderful.
Merci, mademoiselle. You enjoy yourself, huh?
Oh, yes. I never saw so many picturesque people in my whole life.
Here they are, Mother.
Oh, yes. Mr. Morel, this is delightful.
Right. Aren't you ever going to dance with me? You never have, even once.
Betty, you know I haven't danced since I was in college. Oh, excuse me, will you? There's a man over there I want to speak to.
Well, come on, Mother. Let you and me dance again, huh?
Very flattering, son.
Don't be silly. Come on.
Beautiful garden you have, Mr. Morel.
You like it, huh? Ah, I am honored, mademoiselle.
I think it's perfectly gorgeous.
Yeah, you shall see it then. There is a small temple at the end of the path, which I have had made from marble taken from an old ruin a few miles from Algiers.
Oh, could I go out and see it?
No, certain. No, I myself will show you.
Oh, I mean, would you think I was awfully rude if I said I'd like to go and see it alone in the moonlight?
Ah, mademoiselle, you have the true appreciation of beauty. You shall see my temple then, alone.
And if my mother comes back, you tell her where I am, will you?
Oui, mademoiselle. Follow the path beside the lily pool to the end of the garden.
Thank you. I'll be back in a few minutes.
In my garden, jasmine flowers.
I know things Colonel Revent cannot possibly know. It is said Chandler visited the cafe of the Three Daggers himself 3 nights ago.
But that cannot be, Effendi. I myself go to the cafe, that matters. I'll know it.
Go back the way you came and tell Colonel Revent.
Dimitri!
Betty! Betty Lou! Yara, will you go?
What are you doing here? I thought you said you didn't want anyone to see you in Algiers.
Didn't you know when you didn't come to the villa, I would find some way of seeing you again?
But I couldn't come. I couldn't without Mother finding out or...
Oh, but I have to see you.
But how did you know I'd be here?
I always know where you are. And have you not yet discovered that my love will bring you to me, even against your will?
Oh, Dimitri, don't. You make it sound dreadful. Wasn't that Yarab you were talking to?
Yes. Yes, it was Yarab.
What did you mean about Uncle Frank watching the Cafe of the Three Daggers?
Why, Betty, I said nothing about your uncle.
Well, yes, you did, Dimitri. You said Chandler was watching the Cafe of the Three Daggers.
You misunderstood me. Why should I care if he did?
Well, that's what I wondered. I mean... Oh, Dimitri, when can we tell Mother and Uncle Frank?
I'm so sorry, Dushka, but I've had no answer from Paris. I must go on. You understand that, don't you?
Oh, I suppose so. You don't know how I feel about telling such awful stories to Mother and Uncle Frank all the time. And even Bob now.
Oh, let us forget all these unpleasant things for a moment. Oh, you are like a rose tonight.
Oh, Dimitri,
Are you out here, dear?
Quick, back here in the shadows. She mustn't see me here. Answer her. Tell her you're coming in.
I'm just coming in, Mother.
You mustn't be out here alone, dear.
Now, Mother, you've got to stop treating me as if I were a child.
Why, Betty! What is it, dear? You've been acting so strangely for the past week. Is something wrong?
No, of course there's nothing wrong. It's just that you can't seem
to... That's enough, dear. We'd better go.
Come on, then. Suppose Uncle Frank and Bob will be out here looking for me if we don't.
That will do, Betty.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother. I didn't mean to be so mean.
Dorothy, is Betty with you?
Yes.
You must come in, both of you, at once. There's likely to be trouble.
What sort of trouble?
There's someone hiding here, we think. Monsieur Morel has sent for a detachment of French soldiers. They're going to surround the grounds. If they find this man, he'll be shot down without mercy.
Oh, but Uncle Frank!
I didn't tell you, Betty, but the purpose of the ball tonight was to find this man.
Come there. Let's go before the soldiers come.
But Uncle Frank, I should think...
Come there.
I should think if anybody was hiding here, Uncle Frank, he'd go away right now.
Betty, not so loud. If the man is hiding here, he'll hear you.
I hope he will.
Betty, don't you realize what he's done?
Oh, I didn't mean that, Mother.
Who's that? It's someone hiding in the shrubbery. Stop! Stop or I'll fire!
Oh, Frank, don't go in there. Oh, Uncle Frank, please.
Go on back in the house, both of you. Hurry.
Oh, I can't bear to have him shoot him.
Go in the house quickly and send some of the men out here. Oh, wait. Never mind. Never mind, Doc.
What is it, Frank?
He's gone. But I've found out one thing. I'm right about him not being one of the tribesmen.
What's that in your hand, Frank?
It's a piece of cloth. See? It's a scrap the fellow tore from his clothes as he went over the wall. I light a match. See? It's part of the coat pocket of his evening clothes.
Evening clothes?
Yes. You see, he's a foreigner. Now, you and Betty must go.
Where was Robert when you came out here, Frank?
Talking to Monsieur Morel. I'll find him for you.
Will you? And we must find Bobby.
What are you going to do, Uncle Frank?
We'll hear all about it later, Betty. Oh, here's Bobby.
Where have you been? I was looking all over for you. You know, I thought I heard a shot, Uncle Frank.
You did?
Out here? Yes.
Let's not talk about it now. We'll tell you about it on the way back to the hotel.
Well, Father's looking for you, too. He said he was fed up with the ball and wanted to go home.
Wait a minute, Betty. I want to talk to you a minute.
What's the matter?
That's what I don't know. What happened out there in the garden? Who was it Uncle Frank shot at?
Oh, come on over here. Mother won't hear us if we don't talk too loud. I went out in the garden tonight, and there was Dimitri.
What was he doing there?
Well, I mean, oh, you might as well know, Bob. He came to see me.
Did he say that?
Of course he did.
Say, now look here, Betty. You've got Dimitri all wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you act as if you thought he was crazy about you.
Well, I do know.
You do, too. I don't like to see you get all steamed up about him. Fella has to look after his sister, doesn't he?
I don't know what you mean. I'm a grown woman. Dimitri knows I am.
Yeah, but Dimitri's not the type for you.
Oh, is that so? Well, he's exactly the type of man I admire most. You should hear him talk about Vienna and Berlin and Paris. Oh, it thrills you to the core.
Sure, I know. I've heard him talk about all those places. But I tell you, he's not your type. Now, you look at Nick.
Oh, what about him?
Well, if you're going to marry anybody, I think you ought to marry somebody like Nick. Because... Well, gee, I just don't see what Dimitri can see in a kid like you anyway.
That just shows how young you are.
Oh, yeah?
Why, I have all kinds of poise and everything, and if Mother just let me go out a little more alone, I mean, if she didn't treat me like a baby practically, I could soon be exactly as sophisticated as all those women in the stories you read about, as Monte Carlo and everywhere.
Yeah, you'd be swell.
Oh, I couldn't expect you to understand. Anyway, Nicky's just a boy.
Hey, you are crazy about Dimitri, aren't you?
Oh, don't be crude, Bob. I'm going to bed.
Well, go ahead. Just the same, I don't like to...
Well, you don't have to worry about me, because I'm quite capable of looking out for myself and...
Children, why don't you go to bed?
We were just going, Mother. Oh, hello, Uncle Frank.
Frank, did they find that man?
No, Doc. Betty, are you sure you didn't see anyone near the small temple? The man we were looking for must have been hiding near there at the time you were there in the garden.
Oh, I went out there, Frank. The shadows are so black it would be impossible to see him there, especially if he had on black clothes. Terrible chill on the back of my neck.
Don't you hear it, Mother? It's the psychic summon.
Where's my crystal ball?
It's over here on the little table, Uncle Frank. Here, I'll bring the whole thing, table and all.
Oh, Uncle Frank, are you sure you ought to listen? I mean, what if he told you something dreadful?
Why, Betty, darling, what's the matter with you?
There you are, Uncle Frank.
Is there a picture in the crystal?
No, not yet. Listen.
I warn thee of peril to thyself
and those who dwell within the magic circle of thy love.
You mean they are in danger at this moment?
Take thy sister and those others thou lovest, and go into the mountain to the home of the army.
Right. Too dangerous.
Yes, those tribesmen are all over the roads. Why, hush.
Tell thy sister this, my son. Fear not, lest the thing thou fearest shall enslave thee.
Well, what does he mean, Mother Hush, dear?
We will go, my teacher. But is the work I do to be carried on by another?
Look, my son, into the crystal. I will show thee the face of him thou must defeat before peace will descend upon thee and thy house.
Oh, let me look.
Gee, isn't this keen? Do you see anything, Uncle Frank? Yes, faintly. It looks like a great room. There's a man seated before a great table with papers of some sort before him.
Oh, it is getting clearer. You can almost see his face, Frank. Look.
Look out for the crystal, Bob. Catch it. Broken.
Frank, there's some horrible presence in this room. I can feel its icy hands on the back of my neck. Frank!